Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Yeah, golden morning. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful morning because we have God's precious jewel, our sweet brother, the senior Rajyogi brother, Brother Karuna with us. Yeah. So all of you know Brother Karuna bhai? Yeah, raise your hands. I think many of you know. Yeah. So Baba's wonderful, beautiful instrument inspiring the souls around the globe, giving inspirations from time to time. And he has been in contact with the Brahma Kumaris in 1960. He came in contact. And then he was invited in 1971 to stay at the Brahma Kumaris headquarters in Rajasthan as PRO, Public Relations Officer, to assist in admin and service projects. And he has also been invited and interviewed several times by BBC, Voice of America, and many TV stations, apart from meeting top press personalities around the globe. And also, he has been an instrument to introduce a vast range of technical equipment and the latest technology, not only at the headquarters, but also at many branches around India and overseas too. So, as you know, he's the chief of the multimedia for the Brahma Kumaris. He's the manager and board member of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation, an Indian coordinator for global IT and video, vice chairperson of Media Wing, consultant to Z Network. Also has established Om Shanti Production Company, which produces software on spiritual lectures and value education for various television channels. And he has been accorded an international award for mass communication and spiritual development by UNO 2004. So, well, a very long introduction. I mean, he has so many specialities. So, and he's our sweet brother too. So, let's give him a big hand and welcome. Louder, please. Yeah. Did you have your breakfast? Yes, thank you. So now I request our sweet brother Karuna Bhai, Baba's precious jewel, to give highlights, inspirations on the subject, importance of the present time. And we are most fortunate to have him with us because he has been with Baba, he has sweet memories of Baba and Mama also. So a little bit even about that, I would just request him to speak on the sweet memories of Baba and Mama too. So now I request him to share on the topic.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. The topic was so good. That importance of the present time. Present time, is it the time where we are sitting now, or the present time of the confluence age? Can we say it is the time of Sangam? I am sure that the present time we mean is the time for we Brahmins. Because 5,000 years, that is the first lesson taught to us here. After taking course, I told that I want to go to Mount Abu as soon as I completed the course, 3 days course. So they said, you have to wait for 1 year. I said, no, I want to go now. Because they said, God has come on this land. So I said, God has come on this land and then you want me to wait for an year. I said, I am not that fool. No. But they wanted me to teach one lesson. It was very difficult for me to digest at that time. I could understand soul, God, you know, all that. 5,000 years, yes, that also I understood. But the point they wanted to stress on me was that when you go there, Baba will ask you a question, that child, have you met me earlier? And they wanted me to say, yes, Baba, I have met. What do you all say? We have met?
Yes.
Because she asked to raise hands and I saw only few were there. So they wanted me to say that I should say that, yes, Baba, I have met. But it was difficult for me to digest at that time. I am going first time, Mount Abu. And they wanted me to say, no, I have met. But it was so, I mean, they taught me so strong, otherwise Baba will say, this teacher is not good, she has not, you know, taught well. So, when I went to Baba, Baba was so pleased, he patted, he suddenly asked, child, you met earlier? I said, no Baba, first time. And the teacher was so upset. So I still remember that. So it is concerned with the time, that 5,000 years is fixed. In that there is no concession, and all of us have to say yes, 5,000 years, yes. So the confluence age is also, you know, the 5,000 years I call 111. That is the date I think we are waiting. Or the 21st December 2012. What is the date? We are waiting for that or 111? Not 21st December, no? No. So, that 111, I don't think it is going to increase by one more year or decreased by one more year. Do we think that? If it is 5,000 years, the cycle, and 111 is fixed, so the time left for us is that. Time for coronation. Baba said this 111 is Lakshmi Narayan coronation ceremony. That's from that day, not that, you know, the day Sri Krishna born or, no, not that, but it is on the day of the coronation, not even the marriage. That is 111, it starts. So therefore, whatever the time, you know, Shiv Baba came on the earth or to Brahma Baba's body, or the dates Dadis came to the Yajna, 1937 established, or as she said that 1960 I came, but for all of us that 111 is standing there. It is not, we cannot push that. We can only come here, here, here. So we are all, you know, sometimes so we came early, you know. So Sometimes people feel that I am senior, one day maybe earlier, you know. So the time is same for all of us, whatever is there now. We like it or not, it is fixed. Just like the time, 24 hours clock, it's just going without even asking us. Any permission for the clock? I don't think. It's our own clock, but doesn't ask any permission, it goes on. So similarly, the time, this 5,000 years, the cycle, or whatever the period left now in this confluence age, is fixed. That is the time for Janaki Dadi also and for us also. I think even the one who have left the body, they are also waiting for that date, I believe, for the golden age. So therefore, we all of us know now that how much time is left for all of us. So whatever we have to do together, all of us. Just like we all get up early morning together. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it is same for all of us. They are seniors or juniors or same. So similarly, the importance of time or whatever the time is for the whole yajna. It is for the whole Brahmin family. Without considering that you are senior or you are junior or you have left body, even then for them the same time. So whatever today we are going to think about or plan about the time, it is same for all of us. Because we have come late, so we have something different to do. No. 12 o'clock, everybody will reach to the dining hall. One program. No, two program. So similarly, yeah, half past 12. Okay. So therefore, we all of us have to be one, thinking, doing, believing, everything has to be one. I was so excited when we planned one thing for the one world family. We say one God and one world family. Okay? So, when we planned one thing for the one world family, that was, all of us are going to read same Murali all over the world. It was so nice to think, you know. Dadi is also reading today the same Murali, what we are reading today. So that was the happiness we had, that all of us are not only reading that Murali, but thinking about the same Murali, and the efforts all of us were doing the same. So I just remembered that old story, you know, when the world was going to change, so God took all of them in one of the boat, Noah, they call it. So similarly, now all of us are now in the same boat. That means we are all thinking alike and doing the same efforts. That was one of the beginning we did, and it was very nice, very exciting. The another one suddenly started in Yajna was traffic control. It was started in Madhuban first. And now it is all over the world, traffic control. So all of us stop at that time. It's also concerned with the time only. So we all try to remember Baba. And we all of us have one clock only. There is no 12 hours, it is 24 hours clock. We used to say, God, He is ever awake. I said, why? What is the meaning of that, ever awake? It is because if there is one Amritvela in India, the another Amritvela in America is at the 12 hours afterwards. So it goes on shifting. So God has to be awake all the time, 24 hours. So it's so nice that all of us are having something common. The traffic control and then Amritvela. Of course, Amritvela was started earlier. I was asked to say something about Baba and Mamma, my experience with them. So the first Amritvela was started by Mamma. It's well known in Yajna. Everybody knows that Mamma never slept after 2:30 midnight. She was the first to awake. The whole Yajna was knowing. Mamma used to get up at 2:30 in the morning. So the Amritvela started from Mamma. I wanted to know about Baba's Amritvela. Can any of you tell you? Brahma Baba's Amritvela, when was it? No, I was just 20, 21 when I came here, little naughty. And we were very few, you know. So small house, only that Baba's room you see, a small Pandav Bhavan. So wherever you go, you just go around only there. No other place, only that. So trying to know when Baba is sleeping and when he is awake. Of course, there was one sister called Lachu Dadi, very small, you know. And she knows that these boys, you know, trouble Baba. So she used to hold a stick and sit there, so that, you know, nobody comes near there. The reason is, if someone goes near to the door, just near to the door, and Baba used to say, who is there? Always, any time, 24 hours, if any child goes near to the door, this will be the word you will hear. Who is there? So it was confirmed to me that Baba is always awake. We don't know when he sleeps and when he gets up. And he is awake. We used to say to Shiv Baba, to God, that he is always awake. But I have seen Brahma Baba is also. When he was sleeping and when he is awake, we don't know. It's only Lachu Dadi we see that she is there holding the stick so that nobody comes near. But our experience is Baba was always awake. So therefore, Amritvela of Baba, I also don't know. But Mamma, I know that she used to get up at 2:30. Of course, then Baba made all of us to get up at 3:30 in this yajna. And all of you know, even now, 3:30 there will be a song playing and we all try to get up. And it has become so normal, so common, that automatically, you like it or not, you just get up. Though you have slept at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, but 3:30, without your knowledge, you are awake and then meditate. And then maybe someone take rest. But it is the fact that the Amritvela was also one of the things for we Brahmins is a very, very important time. So the present time is also Amrit Vela time. If we don't get up Amrit Vela, then we are not doing what we have to do at present. It is one of the most important thing what all we Brahmins have to do it. Then of course the traffic control, which helped us a lot. In the beginning we were so happy, okay, five times a day, you know. But I think the last year, Murli or so, I remember, Baba said, Tera bar, 12 times or 13 times, we have to practice the Amrit Vela. That is the present time. That's what Baba wants us, all of us, to do that. So we try to connect with each hour a minute. And it's in Yajna, the practice is still there, that all of us try to practice every hour also, other than the traffic control. So we are trying. From the day Baba said that you have to have at least 12, 13 times, remember Baba. So time importance has started from traffic control, Amrit Vela, and then what I have seen, if you want to make real efforts as per the present time, which Baba physically I have seen 2 years before Baba left body, he used to meditate himself evening. Numa Sham, they call it as. Like Amrit Vela, Baba gave same importance to the evening also. As much we praise about the Amrit Vela, Baba gave the importance to the evening also. Especially 6:30 to 7:30, the 1 hour, Baba used to call this as Numa Sham. It is equally so good time, Baba said, that is the evening. So we decided, now Janki Dadi also stresses on that, everybody in Yajna now, that we all feel that at least 7 to 7:30 we have decided now. In all centers of India or abroad, everywhere, evening, half an hour minimum, or 6:30 to 7:30, 1 hour maximum, that we try to sit in meditation. Because Brahma Baba also used to sit in meditation, half an hour minimum. He used to sit on sandal and then give drashti to us. Because the first sakshatkar I had of Shiv Baba, that was on the Numa Sham from Baba. So, because I came here, as I told you, you know, the God has come. So the first 4 days, I was mad to see how God has come, when He is coming in Baba's body. So I was very curious about it. All the time I was seeing Baba's forehead, I must see when Baba is coming. Of course, we used to feel the difference when Baba was giving Murli, because the whole voice is like lion, and we could feel that this is not Brahma Baba, because Brahma Baba is so sweet, so soft, so nice. He never, you know, speaks loud and all. But when he sits in the morning and before the Murli, a voice used to come like that. We were all, you know, young, so we used to say, oh, lion has come, lion has come. So we could feel that now it is not Brahma Baba, it is Shiva Baba. Practically we used to feel that. Even if you hear Baba's Murlis, we have few records, you can see the difference. It is not Brahma Baba's voice. Brahma Baba was so sweet, so soft, so smiling. So this one. So one day, you know, laughingly we said to Brahma Baba, Baba, today you said this, you said this, it was so nice. Baba said, no, 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 I have not said this. He came and said and gone. We could see the difference that. But somehow I had so strong curiosity that I want to see Baba. I want to see Baba. So 4 days went like this. And we were supposed to stay only 7 days here at that time, not more than that. So 3 days more, I have not seen God. So what to do? So I said, okay, today at least I will not think about that. Let me enjoy the meditation. So nice, I am not this body or I am not seeing, I am soul conscious. So I thought, let me enjoy my real meditation. So I sat. And suddenly Baba's drashti was on me. Baba's sight was on me. And I don't know what happened to me at that time. I could see the light and light and so happiness. The water was flowing from my eyes. And I was sitting. And usually after 3 meditation, then the white light and then people all get up and go. Baba also went, but I was still sitting in happiness. So then someone came and told me that it's over, you get up. So at that time I came into consciousness that I saw that what happened on that day. So it's only when we are soul conscious, then we were able to feel Baba, experience Baba. Even you can say, see Baba, that is the light. What you see with the divine vision. So that is the experience I had on the 4th day when Baba gave drashti. But I am interested that evening meditation is also very, very important now, because this is that time now passing. As Baba was practicing the last 2 years of his life. So now, we have already started in Brahmin family that evening, wherever we are, we should from 6:30 to 7:30, all of us all over the world have decided now to remember Baba at that time. Now there is a difference. We can do meditation anytime. I just came, I went to Baba's room, I enjoyed. It was so nice because Baba's room is Baba's room. But my experience in yajna is when something is told by Baba to do, that time, and if we do, it is more than what we do usually because Baba's blessings are there. For example, a difference. You hear Baba's Murli there also. You see Baba there also. But you still come to Baba to be in front of Baba. So what is the difference? The difference is the same Murli what others hear there and follow, and the same Murli what we hear direct or straight from Baba, while practicing that, there is a difference. Who hear from Baba straight, we call it as, it's a blessing. In Hindi, we say, you are not going to make efforts. Hua pada hai. That means, it is like giving to you. Baba is giving it as a boon to you. It's not that you are going to make a practice of that. No. So that is the difference, what we feel in front of Baba physically, and when we hear from far, we make efforts to do it. But here, you are not going to make the efforts. Whatever Baba said in front of you is like a boon. It's easy for you. You are not going to make efforts like, no, it's there. So that is the difference, that this time you are here in front of Baba, and whatever Baba is going to give us is like a boon, a blessing. So that is the most important about the timings. So you are at that time, you are here at this time to have the direct boon from Baba. Just blessing. Whatever he says, you are going to have it. Easy. You will not feel that you have to do that efforts to get that. So that is the importance of time. It's not a faith, or it is not a blind faith. Just like meditation room, we have history hall, we have Baba's cottage, but still I tell you, even we have peace tower, Tower of Peace, but Baba's room is Baba's room. The minute we go into Baba's room, the feeling what we get, that's different. Similarly, your physical presence in front of Baba, the blessings from Baba is different. That's why, though we are here from 1971, as he said, or meeting Baba from 1960, still I don't want to miss even a single meeting of Baba for any reason. And all the time I was, you know, feeling that all Baba's children should meet Baba. Because we know God Himself is coming on this earth. Because I came to Abu only for that. Knowledge I heard. Meditation they taught me. Very nice. But this one word, God has come on this earth. So that made me to come to Abu immediately after 3 days. So I always feel that when God has come on this earth for we children, wherever you are, you also must see Baba speaking at that time to you. That was the intention which made all these research and technology and all that. Because Baba said, whatever the science research is, maybe for the destruction later, but first for we children. We use this technology more than anyone else. So therefore, the first thought I always had was that God is coming Himself here on this earth. So all Baba's children should hear Him. So the efforts was on and on and on. And somehow we are able to reach all over the world at that time. And I am happy you are all yogis, and Baba is coming on 30th again after a break. Is it okay? So you are the luckiest ones to again receive Baba. The one more point I always liked in the Sakar Murli, Brahma Baba's Murali, you know, about the time. Every day's Murali is different. And something or other Baba will say for that day. You know, when we were asked to study the Muralis, we used to write 4 points separately. What Baba has said about meditation today. What Baba has said about service today, what Baba has said about the stages we have to have today, the 8 powers. So, like this, the Baba's directions of that day we used to write. And we try to practice that. And there is a 100% success. I did a small experiment one day. Baba said, you see, in all your towns, some or other spiritual leaders come, gurus, they come and give lectures. It's common in India. So if some guru comes to your place there and he gives lecture, you go and sit on the last and wait. You will see some followers will go and talk to guru about their problems. You go and hear that also. And then you catch that people and you give the message of God and you will find that they will hear you. Baba was just telling this in the Murli morning class. I just got up coolly half the way. The Murli was going on and I heard this and I know that one guru has come today there. So I just got up coolly. So Dadi was disturbed. Because we were very few students, and if one student gets up, it is noted that what is happening, he is getting. And I coolly went out, and she thought, what happened to him? Okay, we will ask later, she thought. So I just went straight to that guru where he was giving the lecture, and I sat last and waited. And then one person got up in the end, Guruji, I am very peaceless, I am very peaceless. He said, you do some japas. He says, I did that also and nothing happened. Then he said something else. He said, that also. He thought that this is, no, you try. So he was to avoid. So he thought, oh, this guru cannot tell me this. So he got up and he was coming. So I went to him and I said, you want peace? He said, yes, I need a lot of peace. I am not peaceful. So I said, we have one center here. Can you come in the morning? I will tell you how God is giving the peace to him. He said, yes, okay, I will come. So next day he came with family, husband and wife. And they were the first couple from South India to come to the knowledge. And they are from Gujarat. They were the first. I am from Karnataka, South India, South part of India. And the first couple who came was a Gujarati, and that's how from Baba's Murli I went there, and they become the students, and their daughter was also in charge of Gujarat Surat Center, Lata Behen, who served abroad also. So what I mean is that this was many such experiences. When Baba says something in the Murli of today, and if you just follow that, it is also like a boon. It is done. Because we obediently, with full faith, we do what Baba said. And it is success. So, because today's subject is, what have we to do of the present time? So, this is also one. When you read the Murli or hear the Murli, try to say, find what Baba said today, and if you feel that this is necessary for me, you just do that and you get it like this. This is also the importance of time. Now, the point I started, that is 111. So what happens to that? If that is the same date for Dadis or the ones who have gone, Purvaj, we call it as Dadi, Janki Dadi loves to have all their photos who have, you know, left the body, the Dadis. So even for them that date is same, and for all of us also the date is same, maybe some more souls coming by hearing from television or from programs tomorrow who are going to come, for them also that one is the same. That is not going to, oh, we came now, how can you do this? No. For them also is the same. So therefore, there must be something which all of us have to do, something common and same as per the time. Yes, Baba has said it. Baba was telling one thing for several years to us. In Hindi, we call it as Achanak Kuch Bhi Ho Sakta Hai. Suddenly, anything can happen. This word we were hearing for several years, I think. Anything can happen anytime. Be ready. Anything can happen anytime. So this slogan we were hearing for several years. Yes, I think at least America people in New York and all must have understood what is Sandy and what Baba was saying. That suddenly, you know, in 2 days' warning they got such a bad experience. They all have to leave the house and run away. And when they come back, they saw it is totally bad. So anything can happen. Like in India also we experienced this tsunami, and earthquake is a common experience, all of us. So this suddenly anything can happen anytime. Be ready. This word Baba used to caution us. But what to do? Yes, you have to be in the remembrance of Baba. That was a common answer we all had. Okay, Baba, okay, we will be in the remembrance of you. But in the last murli, Baba gave another word. As he used to stress about anything can happen anytime, similarly, one word Baba gave us, what to do for the present time or the coming time or the time which is left. That was, can anybody say? Oh, that is the two words of no wasting or that sankalp and samay, that is thought and the time. Baba said not to waste. That was there. But what to do? Jwalamukhi. Because the volcano is the worst thing. Because all of you know, the highest burning is volcano. Volcano, it burns anything and everything. But in India, to understand in a better language and the better way, because we don't usually see volcano in India, but we every day see in India, body is being burnt. We have, you know, burial ground, not burial ground, but it is burning grounds, we call it as here. Samshan, we call it. Where every day we see bodies are burnt. And we wait till everything becomes... And in India, the ash is, you know, is used like this. Even for Shankara, they show that he always goes to such places and takes that and he puts that. You see. He likes that. That is the purest form of the body, they call it. That is, if the body has to be totally pure, that is, it has to be burnt to ashes. And then that ashes are taken and, you know, put in the rivers. And they call it as holy rivers. And they, so the ash is the last thing which they all call as, you know, the purest form of everything. So that is volcano yoga. Jwalamukhi, we call it as volcano. So, we have to find some time for a practice of this yoga. We do Raja Yoga, we do easy yogas, we do Manmanabhav. There are so many ways we all do it. We know commentaries and all that we do it. But what is this Jwalamukhi? That is volcano yoga. So, I think Baba has not only told this word to us, but he made us to feel that, experience that by giving some commentaries. Baba himself. I couldn't believe it. Baba giving commentary and making us drill. Baba says, today let us do some drill. And 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And he did it for few sessions. So I feel that this is the time that we have to all collect it. I have seen many have collected that also. And they made it a video or a voice. And it's in the memories now and all that. So I think this is the best thing what we have to do at present, the type of meditation for ourselves, silently, totally aloof from all thoughts, all this. Sometimes. It reminds me my childhood days. Sakar Baba used to say, at that time, because that Muralis are not available now, because what we are reading is only 5 years, the last Muralis. But the earlier Muralis is not available. But in that, I remember, I used to hear in the history hall, Sakar Baba used to say, child, if you want to leave the body happily, without much pull and push. Because we know that many people are not able to leave the body. Though everybody wants that they should now leave, but they are not able to leave. Including doctors, everyone, they feel, they are trying to introduce sympathy also, they should be relieved from the body. That's what discussion is going on in the world for some people. But still, consciously, they are not able to agree. So, Baba was teaching us, even one minute, if you can think that, leave this body. Just, I have left this body. Sometimes, suddenly, just sit and think that you have just left this body. How you feel it? Are you able to feel it to come out? What is that experience? Baba used to take us to Baba's rocks here. And there he used to make us to practice one meditation by sleeping. We call it as shavasana in India. Out of several asanas, physical exercises, this is one of the asana we call it as. They just lie and think that I am dead. So Baba also asked us to practice that you think that you are not there and you are dead. And many times we have seen so many people used to go in trance. They really feel that they are not there. And with great difficulty we used to, bring them back and then Baba used to say that this experience also will come in the end. I was talking about the practice of leaving the body. If we can practice it sometime in the day, night, whenever you feel like, Why? Because the time is such. I just read one news yesterday. In an accident in America, road accident, two people died. I said, okay, two people died. It's okay. Because in India, one bus or one, this one, 10 people, 12, like that. I said, two people, good, very good. Then the next was 12 injured. Oh, I said, okay, 12 injured, it's okay. But when I read the third continuity in that news, 100 cars smashed. So accident of 100 cars smashed, it's okay, only 2 died and 12 injured. But 100 cars were smashed. So that's the time running now. So I think the only helpful practice is that if we have to leave body for any reason, that is, we need a little practice to be done. And that will be better, easier for us, so that, you know, okay, Baba, being in the remembrance of Baba is one thing, and another is trying to leave, get out from the body. You know, when Mama left body, Baba was here, we are all here. So we said, Baba, how can Mama go? She's young. I said, no, yeah. So let us remember Baba and ask him, no, she has to come. And Baba's body is here. And we are all sitting in meditation in the... this one. So, meditating, nothing happens. Then Baba says, call the Sandeshi who goes in trance, you know, trance messenger. Go and ask Baba, what's happening? We are all waiting here. Mama has to come back. Okay? Children, we are very happy. So, not eating, nothing, sitting, tight. So then we are waiting. The trans messenger, she comes. So, she said, Baba, messenger came, but Mama didn't come. So, then she says, what happened? Then she gives the message that because you all were pulling Mama's soul, so Mama came. Said, no, we are seeing. She didn't. Said, no, she came, but the body was not responding because the accounts of the soul and the body is finished. She says, the body doesn't respond to me at all. It is no more my body. How can I come? I said, what? We children started thinking now. So, once the account is over, even if you want to get into that body, you can't. So, it doesn't accept. That's interesting. So, that is the point what we all learned is now that how to get out of the body. So that once you get out, that means the account is finished, over. So, that is what, you know, when Baba said, Gulzar Dadi, she had the fall and Baba says, she is also finishing her account. I said, what? Whole world is waiting to meet you through her and you are saying that she is finishing her account. What do you mean? Then what are we doing? So if she finishing the accounts means what? See, he said the same thing for our Prakashmani Dadi also. Baba said she's finishing. Finishing the account and she went. And she didn't come back. So I said, what is she telling now? And even if you find now Dadi, you don't feel the same Dadi. She's so transparent now, so much. Totally, you know, as though she is not the same Dadi. I will show you the photos of, you know, earlier, before the accident and before this. She is so much now above. So much transparent. and difference. So we can see the difference. So the detachment, the finishing of the account has got. We have seen Brahma Baba also, you know, in the end. We used to even touch Brahma Baba like cotton, like we used to feel him. The total karmatit stages. We have seen that. So similarly, now dadis are also, you know, becoming karmatit, that stage. So we have to practice this, that is, how to detach from the body and how much time it takes to go back to the body, that you feel similarly, say, as though you are in the body. And so this is the little practice. If we do it, and it will be easier when a time comes, we just get out. So this is how the practices, what we have to do at this time now. Because any time, anything can happen. You know, after everything we say, yes, yes, Baba has said it. Only after happening. I remember in 1972, in one Murli, Baba said, how long you are going to meet like this? The what we are meeting today through Gulzar Dadi. And in that Murli, 4/10/1972, in one of the Murli Baba said, how long you are going to have this meeting like this? That one. Okay. After that also, just last seasons also he said, kab tak. You know, in Hindi, that word is a last word, like kab tak. If someone doesn't want to meet or repeat the same thing, they say the kab tak. So how long? Like that he said. What is Baba telling? So that means he is going to finish the seasons or what? So at the end of the last day, we were all waiting, what will Baba say? Will he come next time or not? Next time or not? So we were very curious, because there are few such words Baba had already said. But suddenly he said, no, Baba is going to come in the next season. So Munni was very happy, and she made all the dates and everything, got approval, and announced that Baba is coming. So Baba, even Baba wants to say he is not coming, but he can't say, he couldn't say, because children, you know, so much of love for Baba. But drama proved it. What Baba said, kab tak, he just didn't come twice. So, whatever he says, there is a meaning in it. But if we don't understand it seriously, and if we don't take it seriously, then the last minute, oh, Baba said, or somebody else will say, come and read the Murli and say, see, Baba has said it earlier itself. But it was too late. It happened with me once, with Sakar Baba. You know, we Indians little more of, you know, blind faith sometimes. God, we know it. Yes, Shiv Baba himself has come in Brahma Baba. And Baba used to say that we all will go together. Baba will take all of us together. But the difference problem was it Shiv Baba telling or Brahma Baba telling? That confusion was there. But he says, I will go taking all of you together. So we were all thinking we all will go together. And suddenly Baba leaves body. We get a telegram. I said, what? So then we correct ourselves after 1 week or 2 weeks. You see, Baba said, no, we will all go together. Maybe it is Shiv Baba said, it is not Brahma Baba. We have mistaken. You know. So like such experiences we had. Even one day I asked Avyakt Baba. You know, Avyakt Baba used to meet, we were very few children, you know. So, and we had so much of attachment. So we used to sit with Baba hours, 1 hour, 2 hour, individually. And we used to talk. So, the first thing Baba asked was, I asked Baba, Baba, you said you will take all of us together and you just went away without telling us. What is this? So Baba said, laughingly, he says, child, did you invite me to South India? I said, yes, Baba, I told you, please come, please open something, some. But Baba, you didn't come and you went away. The Baba says, I left this body only because of your invitation. I said, what? He says, you tell me, will doctor allow me with that old body to travel to South India? I started thinking what Baba says is right. Doctor doesn't allow. Doctor only up to Mumbai, where for some treatment or something, doctor gives permission. And he was not giving permission to travel at all. And we all the time say, Baba, please come, Baba, please come. So he said, see, now I am free. Now I come everywhere, wherever you say. So I said, I thought maybe Baba is trying to please me. Because even today, Baba says, no, I will come only in Madhuban, only in Madhuban. He's not going to come in London or somewhere. No, till today he's sticking to the same thing. And now he says that, no, now I'm free, I can go anywhere I come. I thought he's trying to please me only. I just kept quiet. I was not very happy with his answers. Then slowly he started telling me what I was doing there. It's South India, what type of service I was doing, whom I was meeting, how I was giving message. I said, what is it? Because it's only myself and Brahma Baba was knowing. Gulzar Dadi, I was not knowing at all. Who is he? Only Baba, Mama, maybe Prakashmani Dadi, I was having some connection. Not even Didi, because Didi was from Delhi side. So nobody else. There is no question talking to Gulzar Dadi or Gulzar Dadi knowing about it and all. No. So then once Baba started telling that what I was doing thousands of miles far, and after Baba left the body, he was as though just with me and he is seeing everything. He says, this you have done very good. This you could have done like this. This was not right. I said, what Baba is saying? He knows everything. So that you can just imagine. What was my stage at that time? I remember one scene in Ramayana where Sita felt as though to go inside the earth. So similarly, I was feeling so ashamed. Baba was all the time with me and I was not feeling that presence. We were only talking that Baba is with us, Baba is with me. And I was not really feeling that as Baba is with me. And that day, and this day, I know that Baba is here. Because I remember I went to London. The first thing I saw, I went to a mall. And it was like vegetable. All the mutton and all that was hanging there. Which in India we couldn't see even. We can't think about it. So I just saw that and I came out. I said, Baba, what service we can do here? So I just went to Baba's room and I said, Baba, why did you call me here? Why I am here? I just see the translate. Baba is laughing. Baba is smiling. I said, what is happening? I just made like this and it's again, see, again Baba is laughing. I said, what is it? So Baba says, you came just now and I am here before you came. I said, yes, Janki Dadi came earlier and Baba is here himself and I came only now and I am questioning myself. So this is how, you see, Baba is with us and Baba is going to take us all together. But we have to do what Baba has said to do for us. And that is the time now. All of us has to practice at least one thing. That is how to leave this body. And as Baba said that it is good to finish everything and then go. Then we have some time left. We have got some time in our hand. So if we can spend, like Amrutvela Baba says, and the traffic control, and the evening some time. So more time if we can due for the tapasya that is going to help us. So you are in the place now where God Himself has come for so many years and did so much of awareness or the service all over the world. So this is the highest place or the pilgrimage place in the world. You can read in the Tower of Peace it is written, the Abu is the highest pilgrimage place because God Himself came here and gave us that awareness, and we are all now doing that. So the world is going to come to know about it. Now they are going to pilgrimage. I see the Hajj they are going, and even in India we have such temples. People are really going in millions and millions there. But once they all come to know that this is the place where God Himself has come, and that days are also going to come, but very short. So therefore, still you have some place here. We are not fighting for the room or the place or the... Baba said you may not get time even to sleep or to eat. So such people will say, where is God? Where is... So that time is going to come. So we still have some good times. So let us now enjoy what Baba says to us, that to be with Baba, nothing more. To be with Baba as much time as possible in a very lighter way. That is why Baba gives a beautiful word, maybe after seeing foreigners. After doing foreigner service, this word was very common word Baba used to say, companion. For Indians it is something little difficult to digest. But this companion word is so beautiful word that if we can have Baba as our company and He is with us, it's only that we should start feeling that yes, Baba is with us. And you will find that everything will be easy and we need not do anything more than that. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, little louder please. Yes. So, hearty thanks to Karuna Bai for bringing the golden time and making this time to be the present time. Did you all experience that? This time was so precious. We all were with Mama and Baba. Were you? Did you experience? Yes. So, heartfelt thanks to Karuna Bai. Yeah? And you have any questions? No questions? So anyway, so it's been very beautiful, and also Karuna Bai is responsible for Baba Online. You all see Baba there. So he's a beautiful instrument of God. He has made all the arrangements and is a beautiful instrument to do that seva too. So once again, big hand to Karuna Bai. I just request Karuna Bai, he has taken away the mic anyway, but I can give this mic to him. Like how Baba asked him, yes son, something Baba said to him, so that was very interesting. I have heard that experience before. So if you can just share that experience. Baba ne kaha na, yes my dear son, yes, aise aapko beta, aisa kuch to kaha tha. I just remember... I mean, it was very beautiful, that experience with Baba.
As I told you that I am from South India, that is from Bangalore. So Hindi was not our language or anything. So I was coming first time to North India and going to speak to Baba. And we have read Baba's education or this. I was not aware that Baba is, knowing English or anything. So when I met Baba, so my question was how to speak with Baba. So I was just dumb. So Baba said the first word to me in English, yes son. So I was so happy that I can speak to Baba. Of course, next time when I came, I learned Hindi very well, so I spoke. But on the first time, the first word, as a foreigner, I got this yes, son. So that was how I had opportunity to speak to Baba. Then I found that Baba was hearing BBC also, news, and Hindustan Times, then English paper from Delhi. So then I was happy that Baba knows. And then in his history it was written that he used to do the ornaments even to Queen Elizabeth. She was wearing one when her Nirmal Shanta Didi went to London, she saw that she was wearing that made by Baba. So that means he was having the such customers, so where he could deal in English. So he was knowing English. So that's how. So he's a good father for us also. So that's how. Of course, each child Baba used to handle in his own way. Only Baba and ourselves was knowing. So when I met first time the Avyakt Baba, somehow I was not that free with, like with Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, just go and hug and, you know, so Avyakt Baba, though we know Shiv Baba and Baba, so I was just sitting like this. Because Gulzar Dadi, so. Then the first word came from Avyakt Baba was so shocking, and which I and Brahma Baba was only was knowing. The first word always Brahma Baba used to tell for me is my name. Very uniquely Baba used to say, he has given one name which I was only knowing. I never said to anybody also. So it's only when I meet Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba will say first word like Karuna Nidhan. Baba used to say also like that only slowly. Karuna Nidhan. And I was, you know, hesitant to speak to Avyakt Baba with that freedom. So the first word Avyakt Baba told to me also, Karuna Nidhan. I said, what's happening? Because it was known only to me and Brahma Baba, nobody else. Not even Dadis, nobody. And when Avyakt Baba said that, then I said, Baba is here. No, I can't hide anything. And he, so that's how our very close relationship started. And that day and this day it is same. For me, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, this no difference. Baba, Baba. Mera Baba, Pyara Baba, Meetha Baba. Om Shanti.
Let's all of us say that. Mera Baba, Meetha Baba, Pyara Baba, Dhanyavad Aapko Bohat Bohat. Yeah, you can say that? Shukriya Aapka. Yeah, thank you everyone. It was so nice for making this time golden time once again, yeah? And accepting my request too, to share his experience.
Amen.